Sagt Gemara Rabbi Yochanan Esher Bianai, is the Rosh Hashanah of an Esher tree in Tishrei or Shvat? He answered, it's Shvat. He asked, is it the month of Shvat according to the moon or according to the seasons, meaning the sun? He answered, according to the months of the moon. Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, in a leap year, is the extra month considered to be Shvat or Adar? He answered, even in a leap year, we follow as in a typical year, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah for the trees will always be Shvat, what the month that we're calling Shvat. And it doesn't change to Adar just because that year Adar is very early in the year. Rabbi said, an Esher tree in the sixth year that was picked in the seventh year is potter from Eiser as a Shemitah fruit, and is also potter from the beer obligation, which applies to Shemitah fruit. An Esther grown in the seventh year that's picked in the eighth year is potter from Meiser, but it's obligated in the mitzvah of beer. Abai asked, in the first case, if it's potter from beer, it must be because Rabbi says, we follow the budding of an Esrig to determine its year. If so, why is it potter from Meiser? Rabbi answered, since he has a single, we're talking about someone who has a single Esrig tree among all his Hefker produce. So even though the Esrig is grown in the sixth year and therefore not considered ownerless, it's practically impossible for him to stop people from taking from the tree among his other trees, which he has to leave Hefker. And we therefore say it's potter from Meiser as Hefker. Rabbi Luna says, that an Esther grown in the sixth year that was picked in the seventh year is considered to be fruit of the sixth year in all respects. Esrogim grown in the seventh year that are picked in the eighth year are considered to be fruit of Shemitah in all respects. In fact, Mar Brisa says, Rav Shimon, you said in the name of Shimon, an Esther grown in the sixth year that was picked in the seventh year is potter from Meiser and from beer, because something will only be chayiv and meiser if it grew and was picked at a time of obligation. An esrog that was grown in Shemitah and picked in the eighth year is potter from meiser and beer, because only something that was grown and picked in Shemitah is subject to beer. Now the first ruling is difficult according to Rav Amnuna, but the second ruling is actually difficult according to Rabba and Rav Amnuna. Mar says it's actually machlekes among Tanoim, as can be seen in a Brisa. Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi said that Rav Tulmas testified in the name of five elders that an esrog is subject to meiser based on when it's picked. However, the Rabbanon of Usha said that it's subject to Meiser and Shemitah based on when it's picked. Obviously, it must be that Rav Tulmas said we follow the year it was grown for purposes of Shemitah. This is the view followed by Rabba and Rav Amnuna. Rav Yechon and Rav Shlakish both say that an Esther grown in the sixth year and picked in the seventh year is considered to be fruit of the sixth year for all purposes. Rav in the name of Rav Yechonan said, however, so that was Rav in the name of Rav Yechonan, I'm sorry, says that even if the Esther was the size of an olive in the sixth year and became the size of a loaf of bread in the seventh year, it's still subject to Meiser. Zokt, the Gemara. A Braisa says, a tree whose fruits budded before the 15th of Shvat is subject to Meiser of the previous year. If the fruits budded after the 15th of Shvat, it's subject to Meiser of the coming year. Rav Nechemya said, that's only true of a tree that produces two brechas. I mean, that's brechas is a term normally used to describe when birds give birth. So if a tree that has two brechas each year, that's true that you look if it budded before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat. What does the term brechas have to do with trees? Where it says it refers to a tree that has a situation similar to two brechas, meaning that the fruits ripen in groups over time. Rav Nechemya continues that a tree that has only one brecha, such like a date tree, an olive tree, or a carob tree, even if the fruit budded before the 15th of Shvat and are picked after that day, they're subject to Meiser of the coming year. Rabbi Yochanan said, the custom of people is to follow Rav Nechemya when dealing with a carob tree. Rav Shlakish asked, a mission says that Bnoi Shuach are subject to Shemitah in the year they're grown, not when they're picked. So Rabbi Yochanan remained silent. Rabbi Abba, the Kayan asked, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say that the Mishnah follows Rabbanon, and therefore it's not difficult because Rabbi Nechemya argues with them? Rabbi Yossi, the Kayan answered, because it would not make sense for Rabbi Yochanan to say that he favors Rabbi Nechemya over the Rabbanon. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan could have answered that he agrees that it's also, but he was just saying that the people have adopted the custom to follow Rabbi Nechemya. The Gemara says, Rish Lakish would have responded, how could you allow a custom that goes against the Halacha? Fact, Rabbi Yochanan could have answered that he was discussing Meiser on carobs, which is only the Rabbanon, that's why he's Mekel, but would agree in the case of Shemitah, which is the Raisa. Where it says, based on this, Abba Kayan said, I doubt that Reish Lakish ever even asked this question from the Mishnah to Rabbi Yochanan. Could also Yitaka would have answered this. Fact, we see that he did ask it. He wonders whether Rabbi Yochanan ever accepted the question as being a valid question altogether.